This podcast features Dane Scazzari and the human race, recorded live at the WHUS studios. There was no recording engineer, no professional mixing board, so the sound leaves a lot to be desired. About 4 minutes into the performance, I find kind of a balance, but hope you enjoy the performance. You get to hear it live. And without further ado, here's Dane Scazzari and the human race.
Thank you.
Freddie Hubbard's Little Sunflower, definitely one of my favorites, and really performed well by the human race. And all right, Dane, what do we got up next?
This next tune we'd like to play for you, this is an original composition entitled Cling to Me.
By the way, Dane,
Dane's sitting in back of me here. I really realize I gotta watch my back here because one of the cymbals like flew at me during the show during the song. So he's correcting that right now. All right, let's see. Do you want to announce some musicians now? Or
absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh man, I'd like to thank these gentlemen for being with me this afternoon on the baritone sax, Jared Charette.
Yeah.
Oh, right. There's no audience in here, so there's no applause. It's going to happen. Okay, so Joe Natale is here with us today on tenor sax. on the electric piano over there, Mr. Kyle Aaron. And electric piano on loan from Jen Allen. Thank you. And on bass, Mr. Matthew Dwanzik.
Yeah.
Word. So, yes. We'd like to continue with a tune entitled Cling to Me.
Is that an original?
This is an original composition.
Okay. All right, let's hear it.
Thank you.
Dane, I'm sure you got lots more here. What's up next?
Okay, so the next tune we're going to continue with, this is a Sonny Rollins original, and this one is entitled Arrogant.
All right. Sonny Rollins. Sonny Rollins, Arrogant, as performed by the Human Race. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Sonny Rollins, Erigen. I almost said Nigeria because Erigen, of course, spelled backwards, is Nigeria. So that was Sonny Rollins' tribute, I suppose, to the African nation of Nigeria. Hey, Dane, you want to take a few minutes to chat a little bit? Or?
Absolutely.
All right. Actually, let's see if I can get another mic going here. All right. How's that?
Excellent.
All right. All right, so Dane, why don't you talk a little bit about this group, how you put it together?
Oh, yeah.
What are some of the inspirations behind the music that's playing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, how far back do you want to go?
All right, well, let's see. Is everybody here kind of connected with U-Heart in some
way?
Oh,
yeah, absolutely. We're all, we are all students of the Jackie McLean Institute at the University of Hartford, Hart School. And actually, most of the guys are still in school. Actually, all you guys are still technically in school. I'm the only graduate. So we all met there. We got together, started playing there. The band, The Human Race, started because I had an idea for my senior recital. I wanted to put together a concept piece for my senior recital, and I was thinking, what should I talk about? I was taking a lot of hip classes at the university about, world issues and hunger and stuff like that. So I decided, what about this project called The Profile of Humanity, which is the idea is, long story short, it's the year 2010, but we're still facing a lot of primitive world issues, amidst all this technology. Anyway, so the point is that I put together this band, The Human Race, and our music is supposed to reflect human emotion and ideas and innovation.
Yeah, now, and you performed that here in the studios, about a year or so, maybe 6 months ago.
We're going to play one or two from that.
Oh, good. All right. All right. So you graduated last year.
That's right.
What are you pursuing now as far as your goals musically and maybe otherwise?
Oh, musically. That? Well, musically, I'm still working on, I'm writing a new concept piece. It's still in the works right now, so there's no release date, but it's definitely in the works right now. And but like everybody else, always shedding, always practicing, checking out new stuff. I've actually been studying with Ralph Peterson.
Oh, great.
We just heard him play earlier.
Yeah,
he's been a good inspiration for me.
So you head up to Boston to...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's Boston-based. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's great. He's a great educator. He's more than a musician. He's a mogul.
Huh.
Yeah, I'll tell you about that someday.
All right. All right, and I want everybody to get a chance to talk a little bit about what they're doing musically. So let's talk to Matt next.
Hello.
Hey, Matt.
Hey.
Hold on. Mike's right.
Hi, Matt.
Hey.
All right, so Matt, you graduated UHART as well, didn't you?
No, I'm still in school. I'm a junior.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Only a junior.
Yep.
Cool, all right. Matt's like one of the most in-demand bass players in the area. Oh, he's playing all over the place with everybody.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's true. Move the mic up a little bit, Matt.
Yeah.
All right. And also, I don't know, one of your gigs, they announced you. They mentioned a Downbeat Award that you received. Is that right?
Yeah.
And what was that?
I was fortunate enough to receive two awards. One was for an original composition, and the other one was for an arrangement I did of Thelonious Monk's In Walk Bud.
Huh. All right. Wow, great. And did you submit something for that, or was there a voting? You know, how did that, how was that awarded?
Well, I submitted in both of those. You know, they do it every year. There's a bunch of different categories that you could submit recordings in for, and I submitted those two in, I think, now maybe 3 years ago. They got back to me in a year, and you know, they put your name in the one of the magazines.
Yeah, cool.
So it was pretty cool.
All right, good. And, okay, you're still in school, but do you have any, have you thought about how you want to pursue a musical career past the University of Hartford?
Yeah. I'm going to try to keep doing what I'm doing now, and that which is trying to play as much as I can with as many people as I can. Hopefully I'll land, a nice gig that may take me overseas. I mean, that's the dream.
Yeah.
But if that doesn't happen, I'd like to go get my master's in education and maybe teach somewhere. Definitely try to move to the city for, maybe, I don't know how long yet,
Yeah.
But,
well, definitely you should give that a try, man, because you got the chops for it. You're really a fine player. Really
Shucks.
One of the best in the area.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Right. Kyle.
Hey, what's up?
Kyle, hey, you're the newcomer, I think, right?
Yes.
You're the newcomer.
Definitely.
Just coming in your first year at the Jackie McLean Institute for Jazz.
This is actually my sophomore year.
It is a sophomore year.
Yeah,
okay.
So sophomore year. And, I love it so far. I love my professor, Nat Rees. I've only had a couple of weeks with him so far, but he's great. He has so much experience abroad. He's gigging right now. And it's great to be around, musicians and professors who are gigging. At the same time,
they
can bring those experiences to us.
Certainly, Nat Reeves, not only a legend here in the Hartford area, but I think in the jazz world in general. So he must have all kinds of story and historical perspective that he can lay on to you guys.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, good. Good. And what do you plan on doing? Are you planning on performing or teaching?
Well, I guess similar to Matt, I definitely just going to see, as of now, where who I can play with as many people as I can, and just really work on my sound, try to find who I am within the music and where I want to go with that. So, that's what I'm kind of trying to discover myself, I guess you could say,
All right. Now, Dane and Matt both grew up in the Hartford area.
I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn.
Park Slope.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Park Slope.
Yeah,
good.
Brooklyn.
All right. A lot of fine musicians hang in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm actually close to Arturo O'Farrell.
Yeah.
That and jazz pianist. Yeah, I've had a couple lessons with him. Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
And his kids too, Adam and Zach.
Yeah.
So, it's great. There's so many great musicians in Brooklyn, in the city.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, right. All right. Joe, hold on. Let me get your mic on. Oh, wait a second. Hold on. Actually, you mentioned Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
I had Kenny Barron here in the studio about a year ago.
What? Wow.
Well, one of the all-time greatest pianists alive. He lives in Brooklyn, he told me.
Yeah. I think I know he is a professor at Juilliard. So I'm not sure where in Brooklyn he lives. I would have to see, but like that's great. I should maybe I can hook up with him sometime. Get in contact.
That would be nice.
That would be incredible.
He did a master class here, and I attended. Even though I'm not a musician, I attended the master class, and it was just mind blowing. It was just he went through the history of jazz piano and played in the styles of all the greats.
Wow,
you know. McCoy Tyner, Oscar Peterson, I don't know, just he went through and just played in their style, Tommy Flanagan, and I learned a lot about, you know, all these different pianists and what, you know, makes them unique, you know, in their style, so it was great. Joe. All right, Joe, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right, so why don't you... okay, so you are... what year in school are you in?
I'm a senior at the JMAC Institute.
Right. Okay, good. Good. And so you've had over 3 years there. It's been a positive experience, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's been a dream to, you know, study with the people that I, you know, aspire to be around and stuff like that. And, you know, I initially heard about the Hart School because I studied with Chris Allen in high school.
Okay.
When he was, because I'm from, I live just north of New York City, and when he was in New York for that little bit, I was studying with him, and he kind of, you know, kind of introduced me to what Hart was and whatnot. So when I saw that, you know, from the schools that I saw, Hart was definitely, I guess, the most close. I'd say in terms of the culture there, it's very much a family. We're all of such a close knit group of guys and girls, you know, and like a lot of other schools. I mean, they're, you know, every school has their own scene and whatnot, but I just felt kind of at home.
Right. Hart, right.
You know,
What town are you from?
I'm from Yorktown Heights, New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hartford. I don't know. I think just Hartford's just like a really unique place. For jazz musicians, it's just the jazz scene so strong. I'd say mostly because of the Hart School of Music, but there's a big tradition I think going back in the Hartford area, and it's a great place. Occasionally, I travel to other cities, and there's nothing other than New York. I don't think there's anything that compares to Hartford. Even some of the big cities don't have a jazz scene the way Hartford does. So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, and what are some of your, what are you going to do after you finish school? You know, what have you set your sights on musically?
There's several different things that I, you know, can see myself doing. Right now, I am just focusing on, you know, aspiring to be the best musician I possibly can be, practicing a lot, you know, meeting and learning from the people that inspire me. You know, I've had, you know, I've been fortunate enough to study with greats such as Professor Nat Reeves, Professor Steve Davis. Even just through them, I was able to meet people like Abraham Burton, Wayne Escoffrey, and Gary Simoleon.
Yeah.
And just being around them and just, you know, constantly challenging myself to be a better musician. And I also teach privately, and you know, that's a very rewarding experience in my eyes. And you know, I could definitely see myself teaching.
All right.
You know, but in terms of, you know, performing, you know, as long as I'm playing music, I'm not going to be disappointed.
Yeah,
you know, obviously the dream is to, you know, go to New York or go overseas, and you know, I'm not saying I don't want to do those things, but that would be incredible if that were to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's tough. I mean, it's a tough world, and I think the jazz scene on a national level really has some serious challenges.
Yeah.
But I know you guys love the music and do it for the love of the music. That's why I'm here as well. So keep doing what you're doing. All right, Jared, get your mic on.
Hello.
Hey. Hey, Jared. Hold on. Let's get that right. All right, now I think I got you.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess you're the senior guy here, right?
I'll just let it out there. I'm the salty old dog of the group.
Yeah, I was surprised. I didn't know you were still, you said you're still a student. You'll be a student your whole lives, but you're officially a student at University of Art?
Yeah, I'm a, what they call a non-traditional student the enrollment officers. I'm 26 years old, but it's my senior year of college.
Yeah.
I did, right out of high school, I was in the Marine Corps for 4 years.
Yeah.
And I was playing in the Marine Corps band. and also doing all kinds of stuff. I mean, people were talking about going overseas, and I was just thinking, I've been overseas, yeah. but for totally different purposes yeah, yeah. than jazz, you know?
Yeah, well, what'd you do overseas? What did you do overseas? Were you in any of the hot spots?
Yeah, did two tours in Iraq with the 2nd Marine Air Wing. Basically, when the whole air wing deploys, the band yeah. goes with them, huh. but we drop our instruments and pick up rifles.
Really?
And do all the security operations, yeah. you know, vehicle checkpoints, mostly like base security, like military police kind of duties, vehicle checkpoints, and so that was cool. But going to school now, really trying to get into the music a lot more.
Are you an undergraduate student?
Undergraduate. Which is funny because, you know, you're hanging around and some of these kids around here are like 19, 18, and you're like 26, and
you're a youngster.
You start to feel it. It's a great time.
Actually, you know, I keep seeing your name popping up in various different projects. It seems like you're into a lot of different projects. I might be mistaken here, but I think I've seen you playing with all kinds of bands, all kinds of situations. You want to talk about some of the projects that you're involved in?
I've been in a couple different things besides Straight Ahead. I've been doing a lot with Kerry Kaufman's Classical Saxophone Studio at the university, and they've been doing things all over the place as far as very classical saxophone, a lot of modern stuff. It's really great. And I'm also in this, it's like a funk rock band.
Yeah.
It's called Lifted. You can check our website out at wegetlifted.com. We just had a great show last night at the University of Hartford. Everybody came out. It was awesome. It was a really good show. We're having an album come out, actually, very soon. It's been an epic battle to try and get this album out
because
our mixers basically left us. They went to Alaska, said they were going to finish it, and then vanished off the face of the earth. For a couple of months, and we were really worried, but we got it back, and it should be sometime in late October. We were hoping the album should come out. We're really excited about that, and we have all kinds of new material.
Is it a straight rock thing, or do you do some fusion?
We do covers like a Led Zeppelin, and that kind of thing. But then we also got a real, I want to say, like a Fish vibe with the funky kind of jam atmosphere.
Yeah,
it's just a guitar, bass, drums, saxophone.
Yeah.
And the
vocals?
The guitar and bass player both sing.
Uh-huh.
And actually, I sing one song. I'm trying to get into it.
All right.
So it's kind of fun. And it's one of those like bands where you really feel like it can go places.
Yeah. Hey, that sounds like an interesting project. And I don't know, when the record comes out, if you want to come back in the studio and hype it and play some cuts from it, we can do that too.
Definitely.
Yeah. I also heard you playing in a big band.
We're playing every Tuesdays at Black Eyed Sally's is a big band night.
Right.
And it's called the Others Orchestra.
Right.
And
Who's the leader on that, bass player?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's Michael Palin is the leader. He's the bass player.
Yeah.
Really great guy.
Yeah.
It's a really fun time. If you guys, you know, have nothing to do Tuesday night, definitely go out to Black Eyed Sally's and check out some good big band.
Claire and I have come down, checked it out.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And, great.
It's pretty much like an open practice session as well, right? I mean, you're working on stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Joe, are you in that project too?
Yeah.
I'm not a regular. I sub, but they seem to need me a lot. So I'm almost a regular, I guess you could say.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. All right. She has Dane. Dane. Let me get you back on there. All right.
Hello.
So we've been around here. Anything you want to add to this? Anything you want to talk about before we start?
Yeah,
playing?
I thought I'd tell you about a couple gigs we got coming up.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I have the privilege to announce that the human race has been brought on to become the artist in residence at Christ Church Cathedral in downtown Hartford.
Yeah.
And so the first of our three concerts this year is going to be going down on October 15th. And that's October 15th, 7 o'clock at the Christ Church Cathedral, 45 Church Street, downtown Hartford. And
is that the old church, like right around the corner from Hartford Stage, or right down the block?
Oh, it's right across the street from Hartford Stage.
Stage, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that church has been there for over a century.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of history there. And So the musical director there now is really into jazz and wanted to bring us on board. So I signed a deal for us to be there. And
are you going to be playing with this ensemble or a close combination of it?
A close combination. Yeah. Some of the people couldn't be here today. Eric Bryan, our vocalist, couldn't be with us. And Kevin Slavosky, our trombonist, was not able to make it today. But they'll be on the gig. And we got some great arrangements, great new tunes going to be played, and it's going to be the first of many great concerts at this church with a great partnership with Christ Church Cathedral.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Somebody want to?
Like the autumn fest.
Yeah, hold on.
October 1st, please come out to the Autumn Fest. It's a festival in Farmington at the Farmington Polo Grounds.
Is that a Hartford Jazz Society event?
They're helping out, but Ed Fast, he is kind of putting this thing together. He did it last year, and
okay. We're
trying to make it he's trying to make it grow. You know, there's like jazz festivals in the summertime. There's not many in fall, so his idea is to try to, you know, keep having people come out and support it, and hopefully it will get bigger and bigger. So that's October 1st. It's 11:30 to 6, and you know, there's music all day. Ed Fast and Congo Bop is playing. John Mastriani is a special guest, and a bunch of other really great bands. There's Lobster, horseback riding, Hooker Brewery is going to be there. Yeah. So it's just a bunch of fun stuff. So please come out October 1st.
All right, sounds good. Yeah,
I might add that NewEnglandAutumnFest.com. That's the website.
Okay,
NewEnglandAutumnFest.com. You can check it out there. You can buy tickets online. You can see all the bands that are going to be playing there.
Yeah. I like the idea, Autumn Fest. I mean, New England, autumn's great time of year.
It's
best
like
time of year, so it's good.
Yeah.
It's all just good.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else got anything they want to plug? Now's the time. All right.
Dude.
All right. What are we going to continue
on?
Well,
why don't we play some more music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Human Race.
Oh, man, you read my mind. We're going to play a tune that I wrote. This one's called The Human Race. It actually predates the band, but this is just the theme song for all people.
Thank you.
That was nice. Very nice. Very sweet sound. Baritone. That was not written for a baritone, I don't suppose.
No, it wasn't. Needless to say, my man played it beautifully.
Yeah, actually, Jared, I want to ask you about that since I know Hold on. Let me get these mics set up right. Yeah, since you are basically, for the most part, an alto player, is that correct?
I would disagree. I mean, I've played all the instruments over my... That's why I'm like a salty dog again, because I've played in so many different venues with so many different instruments. It's kind of crazy. Like, you know, started out on alto, actually, back in when I was like 10 years old, you know, 8,
yeah,
10.
Yeah.
And then I didn't make the jazz band my 7th grade year. I didn't make it, and I was so mad. So I would stop at nothing my 8th grade year to make the jazz band, and nobody was trying out on Barry. So I was like, if I try out, there's no way that I can lose. and it just kind of turned, I loved it. I love the Barry sax. It's my favorite, I think, of all the saxophones.
Yeah.
So, you know, every now and then when I want, you know, when there's a choice,
So you prefer the baritone. Is that what you're saying?
A little bit. Yeah,
I think
bit.
I see you playing alto most of the time when you're playing around town. Is that right?
Well, especially with the Human Race, I've definitely usually been alto, but I recently sold it
and
don't have a replacement yet. So
now tenor also? You play tenor?
I picked up tenor after high school and have been playing that like all over the place.
Yeah.
I just don't own a Barry saxophone. This one's actually stole it from the school a little bit and... I didn't steal it. I'm sorry. I borrowed it with permission. Yeah. And
do you know Lauren Sevian? Lauren Sevian.
Yeah.
I interviewed her, and she said something I thought was very interesting about the baritone sax. She says that when she, you know, that's her main axe is a baritone.
Yeah.
But she says she feels that her ideas have to come faster because it takes her a longer time to get those ideas out the horn. Because, you know, just because of the size of the horn and the amount of wind it takes to bring that through. Is that true? It seemed like it kind of a profound thought to me. Ideas have to come to her sooner, she says.
I would kind of agree with that, just for the size of the instrument.
You know,
that it especially if you're lower in the register, it takes a little bit more actual physical, like, exertion to play. That's really deep.
Yeah.
I've never thought about that. So
all right, just want to bring that up. Okay, all right, Dane, what's up next?
Man, we're about to hit you with this one called Ironic Lee.
All right,
are we?
Anything to do with awesome. Lee Konitz, maybe? I'm sure it does.
I think
it's a long story about Ironically, this song is also called Epic Fail.
No, it's not.
Mm. The Ironically is actually a play on words, because it sounds like ironically, but it's two words, ironic, and then the name Lee.
Lee, that's what I was saying.
Yeah. Yeah, why didn't you think of that, Dane? Come on.
I did. That's my song.
All right, hit it.
Wait, can I try that again?
Thank you.
How much more you got left?
We have, well, I prepared two more tunes.
Okay. That's cool. Good. Okay.
Okay. I'd like to introduce this next song. This one is entitled The World Stood By and Watched. It's about people who witness evil and wrongdoing in their midst, but do nothing to stop it.
Thank you. All right.
We're going to conclude our portion of today's radio broadcast with a, this is a standard by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein. This one's entitled All the Things You Are. Thank you.
right. Yes. Thank you very much, Dane Scazzari and the Human Race.
Thank you.
All right. It was a pleasure having you guys on. Dane. So your second appearance here. Glad you're doing this. It's makes for great radio, great sound. So thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for having us here. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Remember, we'll be at Christ Church Cathedral on October 15th. And don't forget about Autumn Fest, October 1st.